What would you call food that's eaten one day and then served again the next?
Leftovers.
And if a child puts food in his mouth and just gulps it down, you say, now take your time. And
glutton?
Well, don't gulp it down like that. Just take a minute and
chew your food.
Mm-hmm. And after you chew it, then you can.
Oh, they used to say mulch your food.
Mulch, huh? After you chew it, then it's all right if you
swallow.
Uh-huh. Swallow what?
Swallow your food.
Did your mother ever take cornmeal and boil it with water and serve it that way?
Make mush?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Was this just cornmeal and water and salt and pepper? Or?
Cornmeal and water. She used to make mush, and then she would let it sit and harden and fry it and make fried mush.
Oh, I like that. But it just takes so long to cook.
Yeah.
My whole family just. I think that would be about our favorite breakfast.
Fried mush.
Fried mush.
And fried eggs and ham and sausage.
Boy, it'd run for a week on that.
And fried tomatoes.
Did you have anything you called grits?
Hominy grits.
What were these like? Did you buy them canned?
Oh, and buy dried hominy grits like you would dry oatmeal.
Mm-hmm. Was this like cornmeal?
Oh, hominy grits was like, I don't know how to explain it, but it'd be like canned hominy dried.
Oh. Big kernels, huh?
No, they're small kernels. It's chopped up hominy. Uh-huh. Actually, it's chopped up hominy and dried, and then you put it in the pan and fry it, or you can either fry it or make a mush out of it.
If something isn't artificial, say leather, for example, you say, this isn't artificial, it's...
Imitation?
Well, it's not imitation, it's...
Oh, simulated?
Well, now somebody would say, is that belt artificial leather?
Real, or...
Real?
Real leather, or is it genuine?
If you buy something in large amounts, you say you're buying it how?
In large quantities?
Yeah. Any other term for this?
Let's see. Quantities. I can't think of anything. Large
bulk?
Amount. Huh?
Bulk?
Bulk, yeah. Bulk. Large quantities. I used to say when I worked in a grocery store, give me a large... loose amount or something. You say, how did they say that? Well, just fill me a sack of that loose. Where was it? That was the darndest expression I ever heard.
Just fill me a sack loose.
Yeah, loose potatoes, loose sugar, anything that was loose, just fill me a sack of loose. Some way they'd say that, and I can't remember how they used to say it. That was an expression that I very, very seldom ever heard since.
What did your mother do when she got sand plums or squaw plums or fruit?
Make jelly of them?
Did you have an orchard?
No.
Were they all common?
Well, there was a few orchards, just part of the country's. Very few orchards. They was wild thickets of plums.
Mm-hmm. Let's say you had a good friend who had two apples and you wanted one, what would you tell him?
Ask him, give me an apple, or give me one.
And if he started to just give you a little piece of it, what would you say?
Probably say you're stingy.
I don't want a little piece, I want...
All or none? I don't know what I'd say there.
If we're talking about something, let's say you want that teapot, and I say, I don't know where it is. Where is it? What would you say? Oh, it's just...
If you wanted the teapot.
That one over there, for example.
I don't follow you there.
It's all right.
Yeah?
You want me to shut this thing off?
No, that's okay. What time is it? 11 o'clock?
It's 15 after. You want me to turn it off?
Oh, it's... When you got a lot of things to do, haven't you?
When do you mean?
Well, you got to go back to Stillwater tomorrow?
No. No, not tomorrow. I have to have them there by Saturday. Could I talk to you tomorrow?
Yeah. Tomorrow afternoon? After 1 o'clock.
I think we'll have about 2 hours and a half.
All right.
And you want to talk some more tonight?
I get up about 5:30.
Yeah.